Welcome everybody, Shir number 1046. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blim Abbas Rav Moshe. Rufu Shlema Reb Shmuel Ben Ita Etel. Rufu Shlema Yitzchak Zev Ben Shendel. Shtaka Rufu Shlema Psoch Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Kaitzer. Okay, we started talking about last year, we were in the middle of talking about last year in reference to walking quickly or running on tall grass. We went through the different shitas between the Mishnah Machlaikas, actually between the Mishnah Brura and the Aruch HaShulchan. And a few more interesting items which come up in reference to tall grass, in reference to grass in general. So that brings on the Sefer Eitzer Halachas, others bring it down. Also reference to, like we spoke about a little bit, in cases whereby a child, let's say, is allowed to ride a bike, what, when, and where. We're not going to get into how that works, but as far as a bike wheel, would that be, we explained last time, if it's a question of a psikration, whereby the grass will be uprooted automatically, is that a, that would taka be a problem. So a bike wheel going, again, in conjunction with when a child is allowed to ride it and so on, is that a problem as far as uprooting grass? Also, what about a carriage? Is somebody wants to take a stroller carriage and they want to go in the grass, or tall grass or whatever the case is that a problem? So bring down the Sefer Eitzer Halachas. The Sefer Eitzer Halachas is that in cases whereby a child is allowed to ride a bike, as far as a bike wheel goes, he says like this, Af sheg in our simon, shin lamed vav, af shegam bezeh, yesh lochosh, lefsikas asafim, even though we're choshish that there could be sometimes here and there, some of the grass will be uprooted. Again, uprooting grass is the malacha of kaitzer, right? You're not allowed to do that. And when I ride a bike in the bike wheel, not I went ride a bike, a little child, or whatever, in case they're allowed to, the bike wheel, sometimes here and there, could uproot a piece of grass. He says, he finishes off, Ein limnoya es hakatanim milinasaya boy. As far as stopping a little child from riding on a bike in tall grass, I was talking about tall grass. Regular grass is not such a major issue, bechlal we saw. But tall grass, he says you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to stop a child in cases whereby a child is allowed to ride the bike. Okay, but he does say taka, he brings from the Nishma Shabbos, and the Sefer called Shabbos B'Shabbatai, that a carriage, he says that Lamaisa, a carriage, a stroller, these type of things, in tall grass would be a problem. He says, Asa l'hoilach agolas, again, from the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, and Shalos Teshuvos Nishma Shabbos, and the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, brings down the Sefer Oitzer Halach, is that Asa l'hoilach agolas tinoik shekarin carriage. It would talk to be usher to go with a carriage, a stroller, or so on, but makam sheyesh asavim gedolim, in a place whereby there's tall grass. Why? Because, like we've been talking about, they have a psikresha. It's a psikresha automatically, inevitably, sheyitlishu asavim alidei galgalei huagola, through the wheels of the carriage, it's going to tear up the grass from underneath. It's a little bit different than a bike in that it's four wheels and they're smaller and they're very close, so I could see the difference. Okay, so also the Sefer Machon L'Shivtecha also brings down the same thing. It's actually, if I'm correct, the Baba Vadayan, that one has to be careful in reference to a carriage. He says like this, again, in our Simon Shin Lamed Vav, Ois Pei Tes, he says, Aval Yesh Lahachmer Shaloi Lahuluch Agolas Yoladim, not to go with a carriage. B'mokam Asavim Gedolim. Again, not in regular grass, but if it's tall grass, Zelukul Yalma Havei Psikresha, because this is going to be a Psikresha, it's automatically going to happen. Sheyitlashu it's going to get caught in the wheels of the carriage and so on, as the carriage goes. I mean, it could be possibly maybe if the person goes extremely slowly, carefully, I'm not sure. But in regular going with a carriage, tall grass, they bring down taka, one should not do. So the Sefer Eitzer Halachas brings it like that, the Sefer Machon L'Shivtecha, the Shabbos B'Shabbat, the Sefer Shalos Teshuvos Nishma Shabbos. So one should be careful in reference to in tall grass going with a carriage. Okay, so fine. So tall grass with a carriage, one shouldn't do. The interesting question somebody asked me in reference to mushrooms. Picking mushrooms. Mushrooms grow a little bit differently, in reference to the, in conjunction with, I'm sorry, as opposed to regular plants, flowers, and so on. But so maybe there's no problem with picking mushrooms, right? So it grows differently. We say we make a shehakel on the mushrooms. Okay, we spoke a little bit about that, but he brings down the same thing, the safer macha and the shifticha. He brings in ois pe gimel litloish. He says to uproot mushrooms from the ground, one would talk to be chayiv. Uprooting mushrooms from the ground, one is chayiv. Even though they're not attached to, they're not really attached to the ground. So what's wrong? Why can't I uproot a mushroom from where it's growing? This is the place where it grows. In other words, this is how it grows. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria, the mushrooms grow in a certain, you know, certain way. And this is its place. So you're uprooting the mushroom from its place of growth. So that would be the Isser of Kaiser. And one would talk about Chayiv. That's how far he goes. V'kol shken, he continues further. V'kol shken tapuchei adama. And it goes without saying, picking potatoes, for example, she'oiker minaretz would be chayiv. If somebody picks that from the ground, they would be chayiv. Okay, so we spoke about the tall grass and so on. It's brought down there, the sfarim bring down also, one has to be careful if a person goes, let's say running quickly in a place where there's flowers or tall flowers and these type of things, plants, flowers, not just bedafka grass. The halach is not bedafka only on grass. If it's a place, again, the same thing, by running fast or with a carriage or whatever the case is, the items which we spoke about, and there's plants, there's taller plants, there's taller flowers, and as I go, I'm going to be tearing it up. I'll be, you know, besides stepping on it, but I'll be tearing it out of the ground. It's secret. It's going to happen automatically. One has to be careful. No, not to go in those areas. If they know, in other words, to go either quickly or to go with a carriage or however it is, if they know that as they're going, it's going to be a psikresha, inevitably, automatically, they'll be uprooting the flowers, they'll be uprooting the plants or whatever it is. It's lav dafka. The halacha doesn't only go for grass itself. So a person has to be careful, obviously, when they're outside on Shabbos and the you know, obviously, summer months, people are walking various different areas. How they go, you know, in the places where they go, to be a little bit more careful, as far as these inyanim go. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov.